set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Wednesday, August 20th, 25 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Continuing on, based on House Transportation Committee hearing yesterday, the County Road Association told that committee that they need $200 to $250 million per year for the next 10 years in order to make all of Michigan's local and county controlled bridges in fair to good condition. Michigan County Road Association President Ed Naola pointed to 323 bridges that are listed as serious, 59 that are critical, and 75 bridges that are out of commission. Because the bridges basically are not up to par. Stating the problem is that the bridges are being paid for by basically only a half of a penny that comes from the Michigan gas tax, $5 million coming from local bridge fund grants, $25 million in federal matching money, and whatever the locals are able to raise through local millages and bonding issues. Now again, local millages and bonding, that's usually done either at the county level, countywide, or in your local community. Naola said that the locals are also under a federal mandate to look at their bridge inventory, stating that they will need to inspect all, listen to this, 5,860 bridges here in the state of Michigan, and to upload the information into proprietary software by 2027. We are under the gun to come up with this revenue. This is not going to be a cheap date. This is going to require about $22 million for the first 2 years each, and possibly even more going forward. Naola went on to say they're looking to find federal funds that could be available and hoping to get a bill introduced that will come up with funding in the next budget. Michigan County Road Association CEO Denise Donahue said that there wasn't even counting for the $1 billion of backlog catch-up money that's needed. the backlog of all the repairs that need to be done on bridges is $1 billion. Donahue said that the bridge bundle program from the Michigan Department of Transportation has helped, but there is another issue exacerbating the backlog. They pointed to new federal mandates that required that any culvert, which is just a metal tube that goes longer than 20 feet, well, that will require a new bridge. What? A culvert longer than 20 feet is going to require a bridge? Oh, you got to be kidding me. What idiots in Washington came up with that mandate, Joe Biden? Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Just to finish up this story, needing $250 million a year for 10 years to fix our bridges. Talking about this new federal mandate. Any metal tube that goes beyond 20 feet long needs to be turned into a bridge. Again, what? Well, Denise Donahue explained it this way. Now, we have to try to figure out how we're going to pay for this federal mandate. Because currently, there is not a culvert to bridge program, quote unquote. Actually, this falls to the locals to build that bridge, 100% of their money. But because it falls into a bridge category, it now becomes a state issue. Well, NAOLA, the president of the Michigan County Road Association, said since 2015, oh, wait a minute. Who was president in 2015? Oh, that's right. Barack Hussein Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Well, since 2015 in Michigan, the number of bridges has increased by 153 because of this stupid culvert mandate. Well, on top of everything else, there's a massive number of bridges that are getting very close to their 50-year life cycle. And those will need to be fixed, replaced soon. So, kicking the can down the road here in the state of Michigan can't continue, folks. That's the bottom line. Up to 37 text messages of yes, they have to do it this year. Not one no. 100% who responded to my unscientific poll, this audience, it's time. They have got to do it this year. Now, here's a very simple question I have for you. Have you spoken to your state rep? Have you spoken to your state senator? Have you told them that they have to do it this year, this budget? Because that's what you basically texted me. And probably, I don't know, maybe 100 more people who didn't bother to text, you probably agree with us. So this is something that's got to happen. And we're done having this be a political football. Bipartisan, come up with an idea, come up with a solution, and pass it. It's that simple. Now, one other story that caught my eye is AI, artificial intelligence. Coming out of Boston, Massachusetts, the National Conference of State Legislatures had a summit. They looked at whether or not states, what are they doing as far as artificial intelligence? This brand new digital world that we're living in. Well, more than 1,000 AI-related bills have been introduced in state legislatures so far this year, with about 100 of those, 10%, actually signed into law across 38 states. Legislators from Utah, Virginia, Massachusetts, and Arkansas shared insights on how their states are grappling with artificial intelligence growing presence. In Utah, for example, it ranges from regulating consumer protections and data privacy to fostering innovation and economic development. Companies in that state of Utah are required to disclose when consumers are interacting with chatbots as the Beehive State and other states tried to collectively wrap their heads around this rapidly ascending power of artificial intelligence. The Utah Senate Majority Leader Kirk Cullimore outlined his state's measured approach to AI policy. Back 2 years ago, in 2023, Utah lawmakers consulted with academic experts and industry leaders before acting. They also opted in to regulating artificial intelligence at the point of deployment rather than development. While we didn't want to discourage innovation, we focused on what and when companies were actually deploying artificial intelligence. Utah now requires companies to fully disclose when consumers are interacting with artificial intelligent chatbots, have established an AI policy within their office, as well as working with their Department of Commerce. Companies are encouraged to enter into mitigation agreements as a way to reduce liabilities, a move that Cullimore described as being, quote, very successful. Massachusetts State Senator Barry Feingold emphasized that their state's push on economic development as well as industry alignment, noting that they wanted to become an artificial intelligent hub in the city of Boston. They're focusing on biotech and medicine. AI applications should grow with the industries that you already have. He also highlighted concerns around job replacement and the need for worker retraining. Meanwhile, in the state of Virginia, one of their state delegates, Michelle Maldonado, spoke about their efforts to craft artificial intelligence-related consumer protection legislation. She emphasize they need to weave AI regulation into a broader data privacy framework while maintaining their innovation. She went on to say that there's a tension between protecting people and supporting innovation. She said they have advocated for testing AI systems for bias and highlighted the role of regulatory sandboxes, quote-unquote, for safer experimentation using public-private partnerships. So that's what they're doing in Virginia. Arkansas State Representative Stephen Meeks discussed legislation requiring public bodies to establish formal AI usage policies, building on earlier efforts, especially when it comes to social media. At first, I thought of AI as being one big thing. Now, I understand it's thousands of technologies that are using it. He cautioned against state employees unknowingly sharing data with AI systems and supported having humans make the final decisions rather than artificial intelligence. Meeks also stressed the importance of digital literacy and noted that Arkansas passed a law requiring such training to help people critically assess AI-generated information. Several lawmakers voiced concerns about the impact of AI on young people. Cullimore noted that Utah's work on social media protections for minors, suggesting similar standards could apply to AI chatbots. What is an AI chatbot? Every time you're on a website now, usually in the bottom right corner, they have a help or chat box. If you click on that to ask a question, many times you're not interacting with a person. You're interacting with a chat bot. It's an artificial intelligence bot that is receiving your question, and based on your question, the way it's worded, going to give you an answer. All of this has been pre-programmed into that chatbot. So that's basically what that is. Massachusetts, for example, put a ban on artificial intelligence bots being able to buy concert tickets. Why? Because these people that are using AI bots are basically buying concert tickets at the printed price, and then they're scalping them for a higher amount when the tickets are sold out. Scalping tickets is a big industry. And so Massachusetts has already put a ban on that. They're also predicting that more states will follow suit in restricting youth access to certain technologies. The main reasons most of these legislators gave was concerns about how artificial intelligence may affect brain development and critical thinking of young people, drawing a parallel to how society has adapted, for example, the use of calculators in education. Folks, back in the 70s, when I went through high school, we couldn't use calculators. In my chemistry class, we were taught and had to use slide rules. If you showed a slide rule to a high school student right now, today, they wouldn't even know what it is, let alone how to use it. Well, calculators have now become an automatic standard for education in America. We need to trust our legislators to understand this technical, very much expert technology and be able to pass legislation that address the concerns. Well, one of the bills pending in Michigan right now, making it a felony if you use artificial intelligence to produce porn pictures. You can actually, using AI, have porn, sexual acts going on, and you can simply change the face of the individual. This is the type of bills we're passing in Michigan. Concerned about fake porn being created by using AI. Senate Democrats have the bill pending right now. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.